If coffee robs you of sleep, switch to Postum. The makers of Postum, a favorite mealtime drink in millions of American homes, present those two lovable old characters from the Hill Country, Mom and Abner. Be sure to listen for an important announcement about the old fellows at the close of this program. Many people have gone through the same thing. I think you'll find it well worthwhile to hear about Mildred Black's experience. Clear, she went along, never knew what it was to miss a night's sleep. She'd hop into bed, maybe read for a few minutes, and then, almost like a baby, drop off peacefully to good, sound sleep. But one night, when she turned off the light, she couldn't get to sleep. She lay wide awake, staring up at the darkness. She tossed, she turned, and it took hours for sleep to come. And after that first miserable, sleepless night, she had many more just like it. What had happened to her? What had changed her from a sound sleeper to a restless, wide-awake insomniac? The doctor called it nerves. Coffee nerves. Now, naturally, the last thing I'd do would be to tell you that coffee makes everybody nervous, because it doesn't. Many people can drink coffee without any ill effects at all, but many others cannot. For if you suffer from nerves, and nerves, you know, can cause irritability or indigestion as well as sleeplessness. And you think coffee may be to blame, or even partly to blame, decide right now to switch to Postum. A Postum contains no caffeine, no stimulant of any kind. It can't possibly affect your nerves. Enjoy steaming hot Postum. It has a distinctive, full-bodied flavor that's made it the favorite mealtime drink in millions of homes. And when you drink Postum instead of coffee, even after 2 weeks, long enough to give Postum a fair trial, see if your nerves aren't much steadier. See if you don't sleep much more soundly. See if you aren't mighty thankful you listen to us tonight. Drink Postum. There's a reason. Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Pine Ridge is really a beehive of activity these days. Now that the report has gotten circulated that a motion picture company is working there, crowds of people from all the nearby communities are flocking to the little town. As we look at an old things now, it's late afternoon. We find one madness just completing a busy day at the Jotting Down store.
Everything's well, ain't no customers in here. I'm going to sit down and rest.
Well, we ought to straighten up these shelves, Mom.
Yeah, I'm too tired now to straighten up anything, Edmund. Jimmy, this place has been a madhouse today.
The biggest day we ever had in the store, I do believe.
Oh, yeah, by far. Today, folks come in here to watch us make this moving picture, put me in line of an oil balloon.
Yeah?
We'll be sold out of every article in the store by tomorrow night if business keeps up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that camp everywhere around here. Trailers parked in every vacant lot in town. Luke Spears just can't wait on all the people down there trying to eat at his restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And the picture don't even start till next week.
Well, we're getting famous.
Yeah, well, of course, us putting on this sale is helping our business, I suppose, some too. Cutting prices the way you have.
Ooh, it would help too, I guess. But I think most of them just come in here to get a look at me and you. Word got around now they were going to be in the picture, you know.
Mm-hmm. But we ain't making no money, Lon. That's the worst trouble. Some of this stuff we're selling clean below cost.
Well, what difference does it make? They've got to close the store while they're making the picture anyway. May as well get shut of all this old stock while we're at it. This way we can take the money and fix the store up real nice for them for the picture. They're paying Squire $500 a week for the store. We ought to make it as nice for them as we can.
Well, let Squire fix it up for him. He's the one that's renting it to him. He's just paying us $150 a month.
Oh, well, he won't do it. You know Squire. He's going to make every nickel he can out of it. And in the picture, everybody will know it's our store. It'll be a reflect on us if it don't look nice.
Well, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. You know, I think we're smart getting shut all this old merchandise at any price.
Well, some of this merchandise ain't old.
No, but we've got to put the price down on it to get them in here to buy the other stuff. That's what you call an inducement. While we're getting folks from every place in here, while we can sell all this stuff off.
Yeah.
Like that fella I was just waiting on a while ago. He's from San Francisco, California.
Yeah.
Driving through the country, and here they're going to make a moving picture here and stop over for a day or so.
Yeah.
His name's Tom Quinn. He's a plumber from up there.
Nobody, you found out all about him, didn't you?
Well, I had to ask him his name when I gave him my autograph. You know, to my old friend, Tom Quinn, from L. Edwards, actor.
L. Edwards?
Yeah, that's the way I'm signing them now. It'll save time when a lot of people are lined up waiting for them.
Sean, to goodness.
Look here a minute, Abner.
Huh?
Which one of these L's do you like the best? One like this with all that fancy curvature, or backhanded one like this?
I don't know. What difference does it make?
Well, I'm just writing up some here, just wondering what you thought looked the best.
Writing up some?
Yeah, write up a bunch of them and carry them around my pocket so when somebody asks me for my autograph and I'm in a hurry, I can just reach down and get one and hand it to them. Keep right on walking.
And on that autograph business, as well as you know, and anything else put together, Mom.
That ain't worrying me. I just want to do it right, so. Wouldn't hurt you to improve your handwriting a little either. So when you hand it to them, they'll at least know whose autograph they've got. See that scratching of yours on there, they won't know whether it's your name or Baby Sandy you got on there.
Now, nobody ain't never asked me for one with.
They ain't. Baby, I got rid of four of them today.
Yeah, but you asked them if they wanted them.
I never done no such a thing.
You did, too. That woman you stand there talking to not 30 minutes ago.
Oh, her. All I said was that I was going to be in the picture, and if she wanted my autograph, now would be a good time for her to get it. That's all I said.
Well, that's the same thing.
There ain't no such a thing. She could have said no, couldn't she? I never twisted her arm or made her take it.
No.
That's publicity. She'll show that to somebody else, and they'll say, who in the world is Mom Edwards?
Yeah, more likely.
She'll say he's a moving picture actor. And they'll want one. And the word gets passed around, in a few days, yeah, I'll be signing them right and left. That's the reason I'm getting these up ahead this way.
You might sign your name on dollar bills, but have any trouble giving them away.
No, but that costs me a dollar every time I've done it.
Yeah, but they'd take them better.
Well, if I could get a bunch of dollar bills cheap some of this. Now. Nothing. Won't work.
Have you given Grandpap one yet?
Grandpappy Spirit? No, it'll be the hand.
Come,
yeah, I'll pick out a good one here. I ought to put some old friend Grandpap on there.
Come in, Grandpap.
Hey, howdy, howdy, howdy.
Come on back and say it.
Yeah, I got something here for you, Grandpap.
For me?
Yeah, here.
Yeah, thank you, Mom.
See there, Evan.
L. Edwards. What's this for, Mom?
That's my autograph.
Looks like your name.
It is, but it's an autograph.
Well, what is it, a drawing of some kind you're having? I drawed you, huh? Did I win or lose?
Give it here. Thanks.
Don't pay no attention to him, Grandpa.
Did I say something wrong?
No, it's all right. What's new? What's new?
Not much. I just come over here to talk to you first.
Talk to us?
Yeah, folks have been telling me over at my store that I'm high on my prices. Say they can buy stuff cheaper over here.
Oh, hey, we're putting on a sale, Grandpa. Selling out everything we got here. Lock, stock, and barrel. Look at them shelves over there. Would you look at them?
I ain't said you have been selling stuff.
Why, sure we have. We just might not see from out of everything. Looks like a cyclone has struck us. Look over there. Look at all them old woman's hats we had. Them lanterns that's hanging up there. And horse collars is all along the wall there. And old churns and water buckets we had. I don't know why we just sold all that old stuff we had right now.
Well, I do know. To my old friend, Squire Skimp.
Hi, Mom.
Squire Skimp coming in, yonder. Just fighting something here. None of your business, what?
Come in, Squire.
Well, gentlemen, how am I? What in the world has happened in here?
Nothing now, Squire. You ought to have seen how busy we was a while ago.
We're having a sale, Squire.
A sale?
Yeah, getting rid of all this old merchandise. Going to fix the place all up. Paint all the fixtures or get new ones. You can tell that moving picture company we're going to give them an up-to-date modern grocery store for the same price you lend them the old one for.
Excuse me, let me sit down there, please.
What's the matter, Squire?
Yeah, what's the matter? You were a ghost.
I knew something would happen. I knew that deal was too good to last. Why, you crazy idiot. They don't want a modern store. That's why they rented the Jot 'em Down store. They want the people who see that picture to see Pine Ridge and the Jot 'em Down store just as it is. That's what they want. And now you've ruined everything. Well, I don't know how we can do it, but we've got to get this store back just like it was, or the whole deal is off.
Well, I'll be glad to it.
And here's that special announcement we asked you folks to listen for. For the past 10 years, you've heard Lum and Abner and their adventures in Pine Ridge over the radio. And next Friday, the old fellows leave the airwaves to make their first motion picture. A feature-length picture bringing to you Lum and Abner, the Jot 'em Down store, and Pine Ridge. It will give you an opportunity to actually see the things you visualized for the past few years, and we hope you'll avail yourselves of it. The picture will be released through RKO Pictures Corporation. And to be sure the picture will be shown in your community, I suggest that you call your local theater manager or see him personally and request that he secure the Lum and Abner picture upon its release. A request from you will help a lot. Thank you. Don't forget, friends, at the same time, we'll go Pine Ridge with Lum and Abner. Blue Cross is thinking. And remember, Colton, your best bet for a good night. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.